following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I was talking about Chuck Dice down there, First Coast Trailers. You know, be sure if you, need axles or anything, you can give him a call at 460-1177. That's 460-1177. And, I found out that whenever I got my boat, they put a 4,400-pound trailer under it. Well, Magic Tilt hides the stickers. You're supposed to be up on the tongue. Would they put it on the inside of the trailer up in there? Yeah, where you don't notice it. And it's sure enough, it's 4,400 pounds, and my boat's 5,000 pounds. So, that's
a problem.
That's a problem in itself. And I got a 6,000 pound trailer. So, this is going to hopefully solve that problem. But, it just kind of gets me, to be able to do that. A lot of times they'll do that just to sell the boat, just to get it out, at a cheaper price. So these boat dealers will. So you have to kind of watch that at times. But anyway, Chuck did me real great. And then I had to call one of our, sponsors on the show here, Durant's Tree Service. Oh, excuse me. And, I called them, Thursday, and they come out Friday, had a big old limb come down on my electric service that runs from the JEA pole to my house. So I was afraid it was going to pull the wires out of my house. And I was so worried about that. But anyway, they come out there yesterday afternoon. It was in the afternoon by the time they got there. But, to me, that's pretty quick service to call them one afternoon. And I didn't call them until when I saw it. It was like about 5 o'clock on Thursday. So, they come out, and the three guys they sent, man, them guys, they worked their tail off out there. It's just so great to see. And, my wife and granddaughter out there was talking to them and stuff, and there's – yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. They're so polite. So,
professional.
Oh, yeah. Very professional. If you ever have any tree work you need done, that's the people to call. Let me tell you, Durant's Tree Service. And, they're licensed and insured. That's a big thing about getting somebody to work on your property too. Cause you don't want somebody to get hurt on your property and then they go after your homeowner's insurance or something, So, getting somebody who's licensed insurance, of course, you hear the ads here, but, I haven't talked about them enough here lately. Their phone number is 449-2848. That's 449-2848. And let me tell you, they did the job. This is the second time I've had them out there at the house, and, both times it's just come out, whip that thing out, in no time and get the job done. It's great.
It's good to know.
It is. They're great company and very professional and very mannerly. The guys are very mannerly. And, when you get around some, construction workers or whatever like that, they're not really have the language, when they're working around stuff that, but these guys, no problem at all, So I need to tell Stacy that, Stacy the owner, I need to tell him that and make sure that he understands that those guys. And I know he knows. He's got some really good people working. These are three different guys that worked on, that I had before out there. But anyway, call Durant's Tree Service. And also, I'm going to have to get them out there again a little bit when I get a little bit more money, since I've been out of work for my wife's hip replacement and now, the trailer thing. But I need to get them out there and just take these other trees down before hurricane season starts.
Pine trees are not your friend.
No, and actually, I've got one of the biggest pine trees I've ever seen in my life. It's off the kitchen, and it's quite a ways. It's probably like 40 feet away from my end of my house out there. But it's the biggest. This pine tree is humongous. There's no way you can reach around. It'd take two people to reach around and hold their hands to get around the thing.
That's a big pine.
Yeah, it is.
I work as an insurance adjuster when I'm working.
Yeah.
And those pine trees, they snap off. Yeah. They look like darts sticking out of some of the houses.
And, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're not your friend.
Well, and this thing, you know, when you're thinking about it being, you know, I say it's 40 feet away, but the thing is probably, oh gosh, I don't know, 100 feet tall.
Well, and if they do snap off, you know, it takes a heck of a wind, which means that they're going with the wind.
Yeah.
So they'll travel a fair deal. I mean, it's not like a, you know, sail plane, but it's more like a light, like a bomber, you know, like a potato chip. So you don't know where they're going to go.
You got somebody on here? I just didn't hit. I didn't see the name, but that's okay. We'll get them on here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vic.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, it's Chris. Hey.
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing good. I was, hey, good morning, Bill. I can hear Bill. I know Bill's on there with you, too. I've been listening.
So yeah.
I'm fired off at 6, but been cleaning up from the fish fry last night, trying to get, and I was whipped by the time I got into bed. You know, I saved a lot of the cleanup of the grill, plus I had a little regulator problem. I got all set to start heating up the oil last night. And it turned out my 20-year-old regulator on that two-burner stove outside had gone bad. So I called Ace, and they were like, oh, yeah, we got these things. We sell them every day. So I ran up there. So I had a slight delay. So the cookout ran a little long last night. But I was but the end result was awesome. Yeah, I had some redfish in the freezer from a few months back and whipped up some more jalapeno with some more hush pups with diced jalapeno and fresh onion in there, and they're and I add a little bit of little dash of cayenne too to kind of take the heat level up just to even a little bit more, because once you fry them, it seems to mellow out the jalapeno and the cayenne just a tad.
Yep, if you cook peppers, you lose a lot of heat.
Yeah. So good that you mentioned that, Bill, because I was like, do I really want to put that second dash of cayenne in there? I'm like, yeah, I'll take the heat, so to speak.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because that.
But it mellows out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
still just cooking.
I hope if anybody's listening to your discussion about the trailer, Vic, that they'll call in, because, you know, I shared with you a recent experience my son had with being sold an undergun trailer, a trailer that wasn't sufficient load carrying capacity for the boat he had. And you've got some tales of woe on that, and Eric may have some down the road, but the bottom line is that you've got to know your boat's weight and then add in at least another 500 pounds for fuel and gear that you're going to put aboard it. And then, like Chuck did for you, what did he do? Did he up it? He gave you a trailer about 1,000 pounds more than your boat?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that gives you a lot of wiggle room there.
Oh, it does. When you figure, you know, and when you're talking about an extra 500 pounds, I've got more than that, probably. Well, not more than that, but I've got about 400 and something pounds just in fuel. Because I got a 52-gallon gas tank, you know, and I try to keep it topped off so that I don't get the moisture, you know, the condensation, and have the moisture problem that everybody's having, you know, with their engines, by having, you know, half a tank of gas and all that condensation builds up, and then you've got water in your fuel. So I try to keep that thing topped off. But when you do that, that's a lot of weight, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope if anybody's listening that has any information on different manufacturers of the disc brakes that they're putting on these trailers, if they could relate the service light they got, because, you know, I had a Loadmaster like you.
Yeah.
And it went 15 years, and it was still functional when I traded it in.
Yeah, see, that's why I bought a Loadmaster again. I'm like, you know, tired of having to deal with that. And, you know, they got the stainless steel brakes of Kodiaks, and the stainless steel brakes on that trailer, you know, when you get a regular galvanized brakes, they're guaranteed for, I think, a year. And then they say they last about 2 to maybe 3 years at the most. And these stainless steel Kodiak brakes are the warranty is 6 years on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that shows you that's a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Chris. I hope you're, let me put you on hold.
Jackson.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories. Performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, hey. I'd like to, like you was talking about, I'd like to discuss that about, because when you look at a boat and they say, okay, see this trailer that came with this boat was 4,400 pounds, but the tag, the sticker on they're required to have on it was stuck on the inside of the trailer in there instead of the tongue where every other trailer's put. And, but you're talking about people who know trailers. Chuck says, what trailer is, and I told him, it was a Magic Tilt, and he says, what size tires? And I told him 13-inch, and he said, you got a 4,400-pound trailer. And so he told me where to look for a sticker. I went, and sure enough, it's 4,400 pounds. But when you start talking about putting in an anchor rope and, 200-foot of rope, anchors, normal people wouldn't think about this, but you put several containers of lead head jigs in there.
Batteries.
You got some 8-ounce sinkers. Yeah. 8-ounce sinkers, 6-ounce sinkers, you know, 4-ounce sinkers. And then I got 3 trolling motor batteries, all right, and then two cranking batteries. I mean, you're talking about all of that, you know, I mean, you're adding, you know, more than 500 pounds with the fuel and all that stuff. So then you're up to ante quite a bit, you know. I mean, not to mention you put some ice in, you know, you drop some ice in the cooler and stuff like that. And, you know, it just compounds up, you know. When I had that Caroline skiff, they used to have, when I first got it, you know, they had a truck weigh station at the gate station on Hexer Drive. And when I noticed when I first bought that boat, that Caroline skiff, I noticed the tires wearing on the inside, which of course means the trailer's too light, for the boat. So I'm looking at it. The hull was supposed to weigh 1,200 pounds. The console was supposed to weigh 200 pounds because I didn't have a Caroline skiff console put in it. I had a Sea Chaser console, which is a little bit fancier console with doors and a shelf in it.
Yeah,
those are
nice.
Yeah, so anyway, I did a little bit different stuff on the, you know, had that boat custom made, you know. And so you're looking at, you know, quite a bit of weight there. Well, I'm thinking, you know, all right. The trailer's 3,200-pound trailer. Well, one day when, you know, I'm checking the tires out, I'm like, these tires shouldn't wear this fast. So I took it over and weighed it. And what I did was I put a little bit of – I put ice in the cooler, and I had a full tank of gas. And, of course, all my fishing equipment, anchor rope, you got your trolling motor. A lot of people don't think about that. You put your trolling motor, that's added weight. Excuse me. So I pull in there, and I had 5 batteries in that one. No, I had 4 batteries in that one. I had 2 trolling motor batteries because I only had a 24-volt system in that one and 2 cranking batteries. So anyway, I pull in there and weigh the trailer, and it was 4,200 pounds on a 3,600-pound trailer. And see, that's before you even – if you have water in your live wells, which, you know, as a charter captain, you try not to – you know, have to throw all your bait away and buy more bait the following morning. So that's why I got those Keep Alive systems in it. So you got water in your live wells. If you put water in your live wells, all that stuff, and then you're transporting that back and forth to the house, you know, next thing you know, you're at about, you know, 4,400, you know, 4,500 pounds. And then you got a trailer that's 3,200 or 3,400 pounds. So after I had that boat for a year, I went and bought a 5,200-pound trailer. I had that trailer for 16 and a half years. When I sold it to the guy that I sold it to 3.5 years ago, he's still using it 3.5 years later. So that trailer is almost 20 years old, and it's still going, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's well worth it to have the trailer that's big enough that's going to, you know, not put a strain on it at all.
I know my old Loadmaster was undergunned on the frame rails, and I don't know, this is probably a question that Mr. Dykes could answer the best, or maybe you know, is when they rate the load carrying capacity of the trailer, is that based on the strength of the axles or some other thing that's factored in there as well?
Well, that's the trailer and axles. Now, what you can do too, and a lot of times people don't realize this, but it's like, all right, my trailer that I just, you know, got the boat off of weighs 880 pounds. Well, when you weigh that, when you've got that 4,400 pounds of, you know, capacity for it, gross vehicle weight, that includes the trailer itself on that axle. Okay, so that's the weight of the trailer, too. And so anyway, this new one weighs 1,400 pounds. So see, that's quite a bit of heavy duty, you know, stuff in there, you know.
Yeah. The trailer, they're saying your actual trailer weighs 1,400 pounds?
Yes. This one does. It's 1,370.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That is some beefy. There's some metal in there then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
I don't know. I think I saw a weight plate on my rolls, my big old rolls, and it said 900 pounds, but that trailer, I even noticed a difference towing the big boat since I put the rolls on that. I think that rolls, you know, it's just me probably, but, or maybe my old truck's getting wore out, but that trailer looks and feels like it's more than 900 pounds to pull it.
Oh yeah. Just the trailer, you mean?
Yeah, just the trailer. Because
I mean, when you're talking about, when you're looking at the brakes on it and stuff like that too, you know what I mean? All that's a weight on that axle. And usually your axles, like my axle, I had the numbers in my head and I can't think of it now, per axle what the weight is, you know, but it equals up to 5,000 pounds. But, up to 6,000 pounds. But, if you've got a boat that's like you're pushing the limit on the weight of the trailer, that's not good for that trailer because not only, that trailer will kind of, not warp, because it straightens back up. But when you're driving down the road, if you're on uneven pavement or whatever, that trailer is going to move a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of warp a little bit back and forth, for lack of a better word. I don't know what you'd call it, but, kind of twist, somewhat. But you can actually take, if you had a 4,000-pound trailer, you could put axles under it for 4,800 pounds if you want. You put the beefier axles under it. I would not say you'd have a 3,000-pound trailer and put 6,000-pound axles under it. I wouldn't do that, because of the size of the metal on the trailer. But anyway.
In that regard, it's kind of like your pickup trucks. The pickup trucks are rated on their load-carrying capacity by how beefy the rear end, the truck is in the gear set, so that's kind of like equating to your axles on the trailers and so on and so forth.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't take a half ton pickup truck and put 3/4 ton of rock on it, So you got the same thing with the boat trailer. You don't want to have a boat trailer that's going to hold 4,400 pounds and put a 5,000 pound boat on it,
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully I'm good to go. We'll see.
I'm very optimistic because, like I said, looking back, I probably might have been better served by doing what you did, going down there to check it and getting another Loadmaster, because you can't argue with the longevity.
No, not at all. Those Loadmasters, those things are built. Now, let me tell you, what I was shocked about is the new bearing system on this thing. Okay, how the trailer had's got the buddy bearings on it that I've talked about hating those things, because my Loadmaster trailer under my Carolina skiff had the posi lube, where the spindle is hollow, you pull the rubber cap off and you put the grease in the end of the spindle and it goes through the spindle and comes out in the back bearing and then pushes out the front bearing. So to completely re-grease your bearings, you just sit there and pump it until you got new grease coming out the front, and then you've re-greased the whole bearing system without even taking the wheel off. All right. Yeah. Now, this one has a has three seals on the back, and the front cap screws on with an O-ring. Okay. It's a whole cover that screws on. It's got an O-ring.
The paperwork
on that trailer says don't grease them for 100,000 miles.
Dang.
And I was like, wait a minute, is this a misprint, Chuck? He goes, no, that's the new lubrication system on the Loadmasters, on the posi loop system. When you do grease them, it's got the same thing. You put the grease in the middle of the shaft and it goes through, comes out at the back bearings. But he said, yeah. He said, they say you don't need to touch those things for about 4 or 5 years.
And they know about salt water, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, real quick question. Can you retrofit those to any axle?
Well, actually, yeah. You could take, if you have a spindle that goes bad or something, you can actually take them off. They've got a castle nut on them, just like your bearing castle nut. They got a castle nut. You take the thing off, and you put a whole new little, spindle on there. And tighten it back up, you're good to go again. I mean, the Loadmaster.
Right?
I'm sorry?
Posi lube?
Yes. Yes. I tell you, the Loadmaster system, I mean, wait till you see that thing, man. It's jam up, All right, Chris, I appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Thanks for the call. And Rob, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has landed in South Korea, and a meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un could be on the agenda. The president flew from Osaka, Japan, where he attended that global summit and held numerous meetings with world leaders. The president has said he'll visit the heavily fortified demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. There he is inviting the North Korean leader to show up for a handshake. President Trump inviting Un to shake hands as a sign of his latest effort to create a more peaceful arrangement between the U.S. and the nuclear power. He tweeted the quote, "If Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border DMZ just to shake hands and say hello." Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has discussed the arrest of two Canadians in China with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trudeau refused to give any details about his talks with Xi. More details at srnnews.com.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit firstcoastymca.org or call 904-265-1775.
First Presbyterian Church presents a community-wide patriotic concert, Amazed by America, featuring Steve Amerson, internationally acclaimed recording artist, on Sunday, June 30th at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville, 118 East Monroe Street. Mr. Amerson has performed for the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation and has been presented the Bob Hope Award for Excellence in Entertaining. Following the concert will be a barbecue dinner, and veterans eat free. Plus, receive a free gift. For dinner reservations, go to fpcjacks.org.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler's any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers and high of 89. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 74. 40% chance of rain through Sunday night, starting Sunday. Mostly sunny during the day, high 91. Mostly cloudy at night, low of 75. And then Monday night, 30% chance of showers up to 94 will be the high. Lows Monday night, 76.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Let's get Rob on. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Cat Wizard.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. And yourself?
Trying to make it, man. Trying to make it. At least I'm going to get back to work.
You're getting your done, though.
Yeah, at least I'm going to get back to work tomorrow. That's the main thing.
Yep. So what have you been doing on your days off?
Working on the house, taking the wife to the doctor, getting her pre-admission done, stuff like that.
Topwater fishing.
Yeah, we did go topwater fishing one day. Bill invited me to go on his boat, so we went topwater fishing one day, which I don't hardly ever, I mean, I can't tell you when I went out and threw topwater all day. Matter of fact, that's all.
He kept wanting to change my lure and stuff for me. I'd tell him to stay away from me. He was working. He couldn't stop.
Yeah, he didn't want me to cast for him either. But, yeah, I just threw topwater all morning because, I mean, I love it so much. I, you know, switched up a couple of lures, but, you know, right. But just I love topwater fishing, and, you know, something I don't get to do. So that's what I did, you know, and, you know, caught a few trout, you know. But yeah, other than that, I've been working around the yard and, you know, kind of doing maintenance on the boat and doing this and that. And
taxi work.
And taking my wife back and forth to the doctor. And then, like I say, we've had to, you know, she's going to have back surgery again July the 16th. So, you know, I'll be the caretaker again for a while.
That'll be lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. At least I don't have to get up. At least I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning then.
And you don't have to worry about your bait shop being out of the bait that you want or nothing.
Yeah, there you go. But, so I see you got something out new.
Well, I reworked the, tarpon, popper.
Yeah.
Added more weight to it and, put a newer finish on it that, is tougher.
Yeah.
As long as you don't feed it to the fish like Wingo does, then it'll last longer.
I hear you get that sound coming back in your phone. It's not a radio. It's not your radio on, is it?
It's a radio.
Yeah, just turn it down.
All right, there you go. Yeah, because if you're listening, yeah, if you're listening to that, and us, it's going to try to be, you know.
Yeah, I forgot all about the radio. Yeah, just upgraded the tarpon popper to put stainless steel swivels on it and whatnot.
That looks good. And you said you can get it to 1.5 ounces on it.
Yep, 1.5 ounces, and looking at the pictures on Facebook, it's still got plenty of float.
Oh, good. That's what I was wondering when I saw that. That's where I saw it on Facebook. And then when I saw the, when it said you can, you know, usually run 1 ounce and then you could put up to another 1/2 ounce on it, I'm thinking, wow, that thing must sit low in the water. But no, I mean, with that much weight on it and still being able to float, that's pretty good.
Yes, sir. I was talking to the manufacturer yesterday, and he's got a float that's painted all orange. And I thought, well, send me 50 of them. Let me try them. Of course, being that they're painted all orange, the fish may go after the float instead of your bait. But
yeah, especially a jack.
Just take and put a big hook on your float.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Put your trailer right there against the float.
Little stinger.
Stinger hook on your float, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know those jacks sometimes, man. You go out there and pop that you know, that pro popper, and when you pop it, you got to watch it, man, because if you get a jack around there, he'll hit that float in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Wingo fed one of his popping corks to about an 8 or 10 pound jack last year. He said that sucker just inhaled it.
Yep. And it's hard to catch them in because you ain't got a hook in them. So anyway, I saw that coming on. Have you got those in strike zone and all yet?
They'll be going down this afternoon in there.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm finishing up some twin spins to that and some spinning spoons. And that'll finish out the order, and I'll take them down I don't know, probably 10, 11 o'clock today.
All righty. So if anybody wants to go look at those things, go in there, you know, probably around 11 to noon probably or something, and probably get to see them, start putting them on the shelves.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time getting everything done because I'm switching over and using barcode on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure that I got the right barcode on the right package. Getting it wrong could be expensive.
Oh, yeah, really. Yeah, selling something for $2, it should be $5. Yeah, that kind of hurts you.
Yeah, you might as well buy boats and sell them.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Putting some $11 thing on a $3 package.
Exactly.
That could go south real quick.
Well, that's good. Have you got anything else up in the works that might come out? I mean, you don't have to tell me what it is, but just kind of, you got something else that you might be coming out with next month or two?
Well, it depends on how fast my patent attorney is working.
Oh, good. Okay. So you got something in the works anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a chatterbait, only it's way better.
Oh, wow.
Who is it that's the big one in chatterbaits?
I can't think of the name of the company. I took a chatterbait with me when Bill invited me to go fishing with him, but I never even put it on the line.
Yeah, I can't think of the name right off. Anyway, they're up to like an ounce and three quarter in jig head weight to get theirs down. And I have no problem getting mine down to like 11 foot. With a 3/8 jig head.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I do like those baits. It's just, you know, like that day, like I said, I was getting so many hits on the Super Spook Junior, I just couldn't stop using it. Matter of fact, I did switch over to the Skitter Walk for a little while, but never even got one hit on it. Went back to the Super Spook Junior and started getting the strikes on it again.
You know, the right. difference is, and I was using the Super Spook Junior, and of course the Wizard was out wizarding me. But when I'm casting in the weeds, I'm happy at a foot. Vic's casting like a quarter of an inch from the closest grass. And he was pulling out, you know, he's getting blow-ups on these creek lines. Same, we're fishing the same lure, same place. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot has to do with that casting, that extra foot that you're getting.
It may. There's a lot of your bait. You know, does go up and down the edge of the grass.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, when you work it over a submerged oyster bed, then that could be way out from the grass, too, you know.
No, but, I mean, as far as, especially in the creek by the Eagles, I mean, you were getting hits, and I was not, and you were right on literally, you know, touching the grass when the lure splashed down.
Hmm.
Yeah, when you cast it up against the grass, then it falls right adjacent to the grass.
Yeah.
And I would think it'd be more effective there than it would be if it was, you know, out another foot.
It clearly was the day he and I went. And you would think, you know, that lure's hitting down, it's got a rattle in it, it's got the same action, and it's a foot from the grass where there's no water.
Right.
And he's getting strikes and I'm not.
And you know, what's so funny is that most of the strikes that were out away from the grass, but there again, you know, trout will do, they will, and a red, they will follow that lure a little bit and then hit it, you know.
Trout will follow the lure pretty far.
Yeah, I've had them follow it right up to the boat where you go to, you know, especially those bombers that I use, Rob. We use those bombers sometimes. You pull it, you know, working it all the way to the boat, you go to pick it out of the water and the trout will swirl right there.
And scare you.
You know, it's like, doggone it. I mean, you just picking it up out of the water, you know. But, and that's that different movement that they see, too. You know what I mean? You're working it the same all the way back to the boat, and then when you pull it up, it's that different movement, and I think that makes that reaction strike.
Taking away from them.
Yeah.
Right. Great show this morning, Cap Vic.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call, Rob. It's always good to hear from you, and look forward to, those dates are coming up real quick, so look forward to that.
Sure is.
Yeah.
My grandson is absolutely jonesing to get down here.
Good deal. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that before then, too.
See you later, Rob.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Have a good weekend.
Be sure to go to Strike Zone, y'all, and anytime after about 12 today, you'll see those new poppers for tarpon.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And,
time flies.
Yes, it does, man. Only got one more segment here. Anyway, all right, today, southeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet, period at 5 seconds, and they're talking about, you know, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and then showers, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Tomorrow, southwest winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon, still showing only 5 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet, and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. And then Monday, northwest winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, south-southeast winds 5 to 10. So winds have calmed down quite a bit over the last, of course, you know, as it gets hotter, we always talk about that. And when it gets hotter, that's when you want the winds to blow. And, you know, of course, the south wind is going to be a hot wind anyway. But looking at this, you have today, you have, we had a high tide at 6 o'clock this morning at a 4.3. Going to have a low tide at 11:54 at Mayport, 11:54 a.m. It's a -0.1. And then tomorrow you have a high tide at 6:45 a.m. at Mayport, 4.3, and a low tide at 12:43 p.m., a -0.3. So what that means is, you know, you have -0.1 today, -0.3 tomorrow. So as we're looking at it, the closer we get to the new moon, the lower the tides are going to get, you know, during low tide. So usually the higher the tides get too, going toward high tide. But here lately, the tides haven't been the same. I know we got a new moon on July the 2nd, and the tides are going to go down like on Monday's afternoon low tides of -0.7. Tuesday's low tide on the new moon is a -0.8. Wednesday's a -0.9. Then it's going to start coming back up again for the low tide. So don't get out there and get stuck in these creeks on that lower low tide when it's lower than normal.
That's no fun.
Also, I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be doing a bull redfish seminar at 57 Heaven in Orange Park on Wells Road. And I'll be doing that July the 24th. It's a Wednesday night. They're going to serve barbecue and all. It's going to start about 6 o'clock. So everybody, you know, come on out and, you know, enjoy the barbecue. If you don't enjoy me talking, just enjoy the barbecue. The other thing is they're going to give away a Yeti 45 cooler. So, you know, that's going to be a prize, you know, one of the prizes they give away. So come on out. Maybe learn one thing or two about catching bull reds, and then, you know, maybe win you a $300 Yeti cooler. Those Yetis are expensive, man.
Yeah, no kidding. They're you can nice. Buy a John boat for the price of a big Yeti.
Yeah, I've got a 125 Tundra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about a $600 cooler.
Jeez, Vic, you got everything.
If you got it. Well, you know, one of my sponsors helped me out with that, so. Yeah. That was really good. Wild West Guns and Gold helped me out with that. They've got probably the cheapest prices on Yetis around.
Sorry about my pistol.
You know,
those guys are nice guys.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, Victor over there is a really nice guy. Really does a good job, you know.
Hey, you know that first call we had when they were going fly fishing for tarpon?
Yeah, with Captain Chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Captain Chip. Well, a friend of mine was over in Boquilla in Pine Island. You know, it's the Redfish Pass is one of the most famous tarpon places in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and they call it Redfish Pass.
Redfish, and they call it. It's south of Sanibel Island, about an hour.
Yeah,
by boat. And if you've ever been over there, it's just beautiful. But a friend of mine went over there. He took his wife tarpon fishing.
Uh-huh.
She caught a monstrous tarpon over there. But while they were there, there's a cluster of boats. It's like when the shrimp are running in the river in the daytime. There's 35 boats, or the mullet guys. You know, there's just a cluster of boats in that pass. Somebody hooked a tarpon. So the deal is you get on the motor, you get out of the cluster. Well, the tarpon came out of the water in the cluster, landed inside a Boston Whaler.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the guys jumped overboard.
Which you don't
One
do.
Guy, yeah, well, I don't know about that. One guy didn't. The fish knocked the center console loose, mm-hmm. broke his leg, and just, you know, it was bedlam. Oh, yeah. It was mayhem.
When you have a green tarpon like that, even one that you think you've wore out.
No, he was.
And put him in the boat.
But he jumped in somebody else's boat.
Yeah, when you have a green one that gets in the boat like that, that's pretty bad because yeah. They go bananas. They really do. But, you know, if you're down there around Tarpon Pass and all that, Boca Grande and everything, mm-hmm. they have them, you know, 12, 14, 15-foot hammerheads that are down there underneath those boats trying to get those tarpon that are released or trying to catch those tarpon that are on a line that can't get away from them. And that's one of the things you do not want to get out of a boat down there.
Well, I don't know. You got a tarpon in the boat for sure and maybe a hammerhead. I don't know.
Yeah, but that hammerhead, the tarpon will break your leg.
Yeah.
Hammerhead will take your leg.
Good point. But pretty horrifying fishing story.
And people's probably seen on the news where that, I think it was 11 or 12-year-old girl got that flesh-eating bacteria from swimming at the beach in Central Florida, I think it was. A lot of people's, you know, have messaged me and all that about it. Usually, you know, I mean, she's from Indiana, and not taken away from anything, but her immune system is, you know, not like our immune system where we fish here a lot and stuff like that. So So it's not really something people really need to be, you know, that concerned about. Although you don't want to have a cut on your hand and go soaking it in salt water, you know, when the water temperature is over 85 degrees, which it is
right
here in a lot of areas. So one of the things is the further up the river you go, the less flushing you have of the river too, you know, and so, you know, could wind up in a problem down there. But just to kind of, you know, soothe everybody's mind about, you know, this stuff is, you know, you should be okay. And I always carry peroxide on my boat if I have a stick from a, you know, from a fish fin or a crab kind of pokes me or something, you know, with the sharp points on the shell. I usually will take and pour that peroxide on it, you know, a couple of times and make sure it gets cleaned up, you know, really good, you know. So that might be something extra somebody might want to do, but I carry peroxide in the boat and in the truck so that, you know, anytime things like that happen, I can
just rub it on my pants and move on.
Yeah.
Unless there's somebody else in the boat, then I'll just rub it on their shirt.
Yeah, rub it, yeah.
You know, like, hey, how you doing? Just pat them on the back, get the blood off, and go on.
Anyway, what you going to fish for this week?
Trout? Well, you know,
trout.
Probably trout. Yesterday, you know, I fished in the surf for trout,
yeah,
and that was pretty fun. And I ended up with two trout and the biggest Spanish mackerel I ever caught.
That's good.
On topwater lures.
Yeah.
But I have to. I don't have to. I'm going to admit that I used my gee, mister, my kids really like fish to get those trout because I didn't catch any.
But, you had a couple of blow-ups, but
yeah,
a couple of misses. But then again, the other guy had more trout.
Well, he had, lucky for me, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I enjoyed talking with him.
You give him those little puppy eyes and tell him your kids are going hungry. Even though you don't have little kids at home.
Well, but, you know, that holding your face right when you fish goes beyond the rod and reel.
Yeah,
because a lot of times guys don't want to clean their fish, or they're in a hurry. He had to go to work at 9.
Yeah,
I'll probably end up taking him fishing. He's a guide. He says he does kayak guiding, and I showed you that picture of the pompano he caught last week. And Jesus, the one looked like a ocean sunfish. It was the biggest pompano I think I've ever seen.
It is a big one. Yeah,
and so that was pretty fun.
Yeah,
but this week, depending on the weather, I like to go twice a week. I got twice this week, once in the river. I actually went flounder fishing, didn't catch any, got three really nice trout. Go figure. And
so when you go trout fish, you'll get flounder.
Let's hope so, because I really want to get some flounders.
There's so far this year, it's been a really good flounder season. And you see some people are getting some really nice flounder, although there's a lot of small ones around. But still, if there's small ones around, there's usually a couple of good ones in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of have to wade through the small ones. And if y'all do, you know, please take care of those fish and release them.
Yes.
You know, try to get the hook out easy and release them so that, you know, the small ones, so that these things can grow. And I think it's going to be a great fall season for flounder.
Well, let's hope so.
You know, I think the fall flounder run is going to be better than it has been the last couple of years. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I heard yesterday there's some shrimp up the river, that they're catching shrimp up the river around Green Cove and all that. So if they're showing up already up there, some nice small to mediums, then that means they should be a good shrimp run. If we don't get a lot of rain, wash them out of the river too quick. But appreciate you coming in, Bill.
That's always fun.
Enjoyed doing the show with you. Be sure to stay tuned for Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law, coming up next. And we'll be back next week.